The next patient is Ms. Romana Hernandez. The first name, R-O-M-A-N-A, Hernandez, H-E-R, excuse me, Romana Cruz. Last name is Cruz. The next patient is Romana Cruz. The first name, R-O-M-A-N-A. Last name, Cruz, C-R-U-Z. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female, excuse me, Hispanic female, that is following in the practice because of the chronic kidney disease that is associated to diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Period. The most likely explanation is some degree of nephrosclerosis. Due to the fact that the patient has the coronary artery disease and a kidney compromise, we decided to put the patient on Farxiga. She has been taking 10 milligrams of Farxiga. Today comes for a follow-up. And we found out that the serum creatinine has remained 1.1. The estimated GFR went up to 49. She's CKD stage 3A. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits. Number two, the patient was evaluated by the endocrinologist for the elevation of the blood sugar with hemoglobin A1C of 9.6. The patient has been treated with the administration of metformin, Onglyza, and glimepiride. The hemoglobin A1C is trending down. That could explain for the improvement of the kidney function. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol is 143, HDL of 61, and LDL of 62. Triglycerides 100 and 23. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, there is evidence of an elevation of the TSH to 7.02. The patient doesn't have any symptoms. She is supposed to have a coming up appointment with the endocrinologist, and we are going to make sure that this TSH be addressed. To a physical examination, there is not an enlargement of the thyroid, and there is no evidence of nodularities. Period. The workup for hypothyroidism is deferred to endocrinology. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested we 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.